Birchas Yetzer Hara in Kedusha. So we end it off as Eshem. At the end it says, Kula Mechal Nemaleim Al Mechush Shemayim Zemizeh, all the Malachim get Rishus from each other and give Rishus. And that's why, at the end, they all answer in unison, their Mekadosh Hashem. Lahaktish liyitzer menachas ruach b'saf ebru v'nimo kedusha kulam keachad oinim tik. They all say kedusha together va'imir b'yiro, and they say together b'yiro. That means that the malachim, even though they're malachim and they don't really have bechira, they can't really do wrong at the point where they're holding, where they see their kadosh baruch hu, so clearly there's also a nekuda of yiro that they have when they say the kedusha. Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos, Malaych Al-Aretz Kevodi. What's this thrice-time Kedusha? Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos. Why do we say it three times? So the Goyin says something very interesting. He says that the reason why we say it three times is because when you say something three times, kilu, you're being mechazik the Indian, she'in lamala mimenu. What does that mean? We find sometimes in Nach that Malachim that were Moilech Bekipa in Chazal, and Malachim that were king of the entire world, so they're a Melech of Malachim. They're referred to as Melech Malchaya. We know in Kariba and referred to Rebbeinu Shlom as Melech Malchaya. But even we find with regard to human beings that they're referred to as Melech Malchaya, because somebody that's Malach Bekipa, he rules of the entire world, he's the ruler of the Malachim, of Milachim. Milachim. And therefore, we refer to him as Melech Malchaya. Somebody that's Melech, we say three times, Melech, 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 Kilu, then you're the highest. There's no one higher than that. You're higher even than the Melech of the Melachim. The same thing with Kadesh, Kadesh, Kadesh. It's Kilu Mechazik at three times. Kadesh, Kadesh, Kadesh. She'en l'mal l'mimenu, en kadesh l'mal l'mimenu. It's interesting. I saw a Mishnah, I think it was yesterday, that says that Chazal also, we find many, many times that Chazal, we're mesakin to say something three times. Magal zeh, by the way, they're cutting the aimer. Magal zeh kein, magal zeh kein, magal zeh kein. A lot of times they would say something three times is lachura, on a kuda which is mechazik, the Indian, this is how it is. You find the chazaka, it's three times. That's the kilu the kviz. This is machlek, it's three times. We bas men, it's three times is like a kviz. The other shot is lachura, like we say in Kedusha. Kadesh, Kadesh, Kadesh is referring to, when we say Uvalatim, it's referring to three different halakim of the Bria. Kadesh, Bishmei, Merei, Me'ilah, Be'ishchin, Tein, is what the Targum Yenison says. Kadesh Baruch Hu is Kadesh, Mufrush, and Muvdol, even Klapi the Malachim, who is so Kadesh, Kadesh Baruch Hu, Bishmei, Merei, Me'ilah, Be'ishchin, Tein, the place where Kadesh Baruch Hu is Shechin, in Shmei Shamayim, Kadesh Baruch Hu is Kadesh, and Mufrush, and Muvdol, even from the Malachim. Kadesh Bishmei Al Ara Evigvorte, Kadesh Baruch with Kadesh on the ground. That means even amongst human beings where he shows his godless, Evigvorte, where he shows his nisim. Kadesh Lomei Amayo, Kadesh Baruch with Kadesh forever and ever. So the Kadesh, Kadesh, Kadesh is referring to three aspects. Bishmei Shamayim, Baaretz, and also last, forever and ever. Hashem Tzavakis is Hashem Nadirna Kol, who is the Melech of all the Tzvachim, all of the legions, the people and Malachim and constellations and stars and moon and all the different things in the world. He's the Melech of all the different Halakim in the Bria. Malech Al-Aretz Kevodei. Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's less Asar Pani Minei. Everything is totally filled up at them, and really, wherever you look, you see the covenant of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Chol ma shabarasi lichvoy debarasi tzarti vavasisi. Every Malkum in the Bria be'etzem shries v'yad Hashem, you just have to open up your eyes to it. Noifanim achayas hakodesh v'rash goldom isnasim l'umah serafim. Noifanim are like the wheels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Merkava. That's why they're called Noifanim. Chayas HaKodesh, I saw brought down that the Chayas HaKodesh are what's Moilech the Merkava. Lulei the Mistafin Amina, I never thought of it this way. Maybe this is a pshat, I can't talk in things that I don't know. But Chayas HaKodesh is like a chariot has the animals that are carrying it. It's the Chur, like the Balei Chayim that are carrying it. That's the Chayas HaKodesh. There's the Galgalim, there's the Chayas HaKodesh that are Moilech the Merkava. Virash Godom is Nasim Lumas Rafim. It's with much noise. In other words, they're calling out for Kol Rash Gadol, the Kol Ram. Misnasim l'umah Srafim, l'umah Samishavchim Vayimri. They turn towards the Srafim. So this is interesting, there's a double Lashon over here. They raise themselves up. Lumas rafim. Lumas rafim means towards the rafim. Lumas am mishapchim yirmim. What's lumas? Just say lumas rafim. What's the double lashon? The Yavin says something very interesting. Lumas rafim means that they raise up neichach towards the rafim. But lumasam is not referring to the rafim. Lumasam is referring to them themselves. Malachim have arba pneim every malach has four faces. That means that they face every direction. So when they're going, when they're facing, I don't know, up and down, all the four sides. The mela to turn towards the seraphim, they don't never have to turn towards the seraphim. They're automatically, even though they're talking in the direction of the seraphim. They never have to turn towards the seraphim. The umas seraphim means misnasim lumas seraphim. They raise themselves up lumas seraphim towards the seraphim. Lumasam, which is opposite themselves. They don't have to turn back them. It's opposite themselves without turning. Meshabchim v'ayimrim l'shabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they say Baruch Hu Hashem Mimkayim. That means even the malachim don't know where Mimkayim is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baruch. Where's his makam? Even the malachim don't know where his makam is. This was Batman said at the time. This is the Bati in Yecheskel, Gimel, that the Shechina was leaving, and the Mefarshim of Ramazber, that even though Kadosh Baruch was leaving the Beis Hamikdash, but it doesn't mean that Kadosh Baruch was not Mimekoyme. Whatever Kadosh Baruch was going to be, even if he's not in the Beis Hamikdash, still he's the Mokam of Bracha, he's the Makar of Bracha, and everything starts and everything is, even if you can't see it before, in the Beis Hamikdash, Lamaisa, wherever he is, Mimekoyme, that's where the Makar of Bracha is.